Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
No cap.
This is my theme
no
song.
Cap.
No stuffing.
To the top
no cranberry.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Final hour of the show here today.
No stuffing.
AKA the
no
hour
cranberry.
That- the hour that Leroy's going to fall asleep in.
He's not going to make it.
I can already see it. I'm like a referee. I'm like looking in his eyes.
Once he does like, that lean back.
Like ready to step in like Izzy Adesanya.
You see that lean back he has?
By the way, did you see that they arrested Stylebender?
Yes!
What the hell?
For brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles?
Really?
What the hell's going on?
Come on.
Because they're illegal in New York.
They're illegal in New York. Apparently he, you know, gave them back. And what his management said is a fan gave it to him as a gift. And
yeah, okay.
I guess, but he gave it to him as a gift, and then he got released. But that's still, you're arresting him over that? That's come crazy. On. He doesn't need that. Kick you right in the head. If there's anybody who in this world needs brass knuckles less than Izzy Adesanya, I guess Alex Pereira. But other than that,
John Jones.
John Jones, yeah. But like, there's very few. My point being, very few people are needed as much
as
Izzy would.
Time out. If you search in John Jones' bag, you ain't looking for knuckles.
No.
That is very true, yes.
John Jones, you may need to search John Jones' bag. That's true. Can you give me a weather update here, Leroy? Let me know where we at right now from the Desmond Dover Law Firm, your axeattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call up 866-954.
That's a sleepy weather report.
Oh, boy, he's
what
going over
that?
There.
That's
the old guy getting up.
Let's see.
Oh, that morning ash.
You had no problem getting up to go to the.
That was before you.
Hot luck.
That was before.
Right. If there was still dessert, he would.
There's
down?
A lot of dessert.
Oh, there's a lot of dessert. You going
back
for dessert?
I actually took a video. I will be posting it.
If I have, a chance, a choice between a big fat ass piece of meat or a pie, I'm going with the meat.
That I know. You're not a big sweets guy.
So
except when it comes to Halloween candy, you and Marcos.
Oh my like, God,
you and Marcos were like a couple of fiends.
Dude, I like
no, I'm setting like, everybody in the building too.
No, don't. Like what?
Why you got people flicking off Marcos? And what are you guys doing, stealing everybody's candy?
We don't see anybody here. It was an honest mistake.
If nobody's here, ever, and I go into your studio a week after Thanksgiving, and you still got the little orange bucket. And it's filled with candy. You're going to get got.
There's
got
to be a
week
statute.
After Thanksgiving or Halloween?
Halloween. Halloween.
I'm going to keep it real. I stole from them, too.
Yeah, there's got to be a statute of limitations when it comes to Halloween candy, especially if you still have it in the Halloween candy bowl. That,
right.
That says to me that you're done trick-or-treating.
Right. And listen, I'm hip to your games. You try to cover it up with the little Halloween grass. I pick it up and look underneath.
They kept doing that.
Yeah.
Why? If you knew people were stealing candy, why would you not just hide the candy?
Because they're not here enough to hide the candy.
They're here enough fine. Like if you realize, people are taking our candy, I would be hiding
yes.
it.
Yes. So anyway, the morning fog has burned off. So it doesn't look like Middle Earth, although it's still, you know, cloudy. Mm. You might get a passing shower later on today. Winds coming out of the east at about 5 to 10 miles an hour, and I would say it's got to be around 80, 81 degrees.
Wow, beautifully said. All right, sounds good, man. Let's get some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Panthers back in action tonight against the Dallas Stars at 7 o'clock. So the Cats are back at it. The Heat, they'll be back at it tomorrow. They lost to the Raptors last night 112 to 104. They got out-rebounded by 20. Oof. And the ref screwed him.
I'm not doing this. Not doing it.
Kyle, I will say.
That's growth, Leroy.
Let me just say.
I'm not doing it.
I'll give one. I got one Heat critique. Besides the rebounding, obvious rebounding. But here's the thing.
Obvious. That's big.
Oh, there you go.
But okay.
Rebounding.
I would have a problem.
99.9. Wait. I would say 80% of the time, the team that wins the rebounding battle is the team that wins.
Leroy. But here's the thing.
Is this not accurate?
I don't know if that's true. I think he made that up. But the point is.
I did, but it sounded good.
It did sound good. I would say yes. If you get 20 more shots than your opponent, that's a very good recipe to win.
Right.
The thing is, I would say you knew this game was a possibility at the start of the season. Like, you have no power forwards on this team. There's no fours. One of your centers is hurt. The other one's playing with a bum foot, and now Bam has a bum leg. So in the offseason, you kind of knew this game was possible, and that's why all of a sudden Nikola Jovic is making his first NBA start. And I thought it looked pretty good early on.
He barely played.
Played 24 minutes. 4 of 8. I will say, as a non-rebounding critique, Jimmy Butler can't take the same amount of shots as Nikola Jovic. This cannot be, I coast through, I do my Jimmy Butler thing. I need Jimmy Butler to shoot more than 8 times. This is the game.
Had 8 shots?
8 shots, dude.
Who took all the shots?
It was spread around. Max Strus shot more than him. Caleb Martin shot more than him. Gabe Vincent shot more than him. And you know what the Raptors are probably thinking? Yes. 8 shots, dude. 8 shots.
How many points did he finish with?
13. He was 4 of 8.
Gotta score more, man.
You gotta take more shots, Jimmy. Jimmy. You and Kyle Lowry in that game.
How many shots, just as a team, how many shots did they get?
66.
And how many did?
8.
They got 68?
Oh, how many did?
Toronto had 80.
Like 88.
Okay.
I think in the Suns game, I think the Suns took 100 shots.
Really?
Yeah, they out-rebounded the Heat in that game.
And they won.
Yep.
Because they have DeAndre Ayton.
And because, you know, Bam was a freight train. They didn't have him. Sucked. But yeah, dude, 4 of 8. Like, he'll do this. What? And like, you could tell like he's like biding his time to go on that like fourth quarter run, which was possible.
Can we just pretend it's April, man?
And just once. Every now and then, every once in a while, I need Jimmy buckets to do what he did like he did against the Hornets. Be like, I need you to shoot 17 times. I need you to shoot Ananobi's shooting. Come on. What is that?
So
why doesn't he want to do that?
You sound like you're complaining about a lot of things that resulted. Let me finish. Hmm? You seem to be complaining about a lot of things that resulted in the Heat's loss that have nothing to do with the officials.
It was a lair. It was a lair. The officials number one. No, rebounding two.
See, if
Jimmy Buckets not shooting three.
J-Fig. You know how sometimes...
It's a trickle down.
No. You know how sometimes you know something, but you know if you expose the person too early that they're going to have a whole bunch of excuses?
All the time.
Exhibit A.
What did I do?
Because if I would have just let this go for a day or two and then revisit it in the past...
I acknowledge what you said. The rebounding was an issue. I'm a fair debater. I acknowledge your point.
Look me in the eye and lie like that.
I love how you said like 10 minutes ago that you weren't going to get into this. And he always reels you in.
Because he does it.
Because he's sus.
This guy's an incredible fisherman because like, he always reels
like,
you in.
It's like, you know what? I can have a delicious piece of turkey or some ham with some potato salad.
All right.
Or I can argue to him about refs.
Let me rank the Heat's problems, okay? Number one.
Heat.
No.
Like, I got to... Look, dude.
Okay. Number one, there was a 21-0 run. All right. Number two, the refs. Number three, Jimmy Butler took 8 shots. Number four, also the refs calling a foul on Dwayne Devin's penis. All right. And number five, the rebounding.
I was going to say number five.
Wait. Lowry the squirrel. That ain't good. That ain't going nowhere. That's it. That's forever. So... A team that's out-rebounded by 20 is the fifth reason why they lost?
Yes.
Are you out of your
top five reason, though. That's a good reason. I'm not dismissing what you say. That's because I respect your points.
The list probably shouldn't be that long.
That's what Kyle Lowry said
yesterday. If you got 5 reasons for anything, you probably lost.
I would say Kyle Lowry did take the stat sheet. He saw that, and he said, well, that's the game.
The rebounds.
Yeah, he did say that.
A basketball player.
I would say to him, Kyle, all due respect, you shot the ball 9 times, okay? Dude, you got to go score. Doesn't he want to showcase? Does he want to peacock a little in Toronto?
He did when he made those first 2 threes.
He was 6-9 last night. I want a little bit more.
I thought he was going to have like 10 threes.
Dude, Kyle Lowry last night had one of his good shooting nights, and he stopped. Why? What is with them?
That's a good question.
Why don't they keep shooting it? Kay Lamar doesn't stop shooting.
Opportunities. When you think about 20 less rebounds than the other team and 21 turnovers, opportunities.
Okay, but they're still giving the other opportunities to other guys. I want them. They make the money.
Guys.
They're the stars.
No, but you got to play.
Go.
You can't do it like that. You can't play sports like that.
You can't in clutch moments. Somebody's got to take over. Clear out for Jimmy Buckets.
So
clear out for Low Dog.
If it's a critical moment in a game. No, because then you're going to. We don't want that.
Why not?
We want him to move the ball around.
He had a hot night. Hot hand.
Oh, my goodness. Your explanations.
You got to ride the hot ham.
Your explanations.
What do we always say? When you need a streak, you ride the cheeks.
Maybe they couldn't see him because he was in the woods.
Dude, I'm telling you. You didn't see that when he was amongst the trees? Had that ball like an acorn.
You are the worst.
Rebounding foul.
I cannot believe that you really think that the main reason why the Heat lost is because nobody shot it. They got open shots. It doesn't matter how much you shoot it.
They shot a good night. They had a good night, technically, offensively. You shoot 55% from the field.
If you look at those numbers, it's crazy.
You look at the numbers from the field, it really was.
And they outscored them from three by, like, a bunch, too.
It's the turnovers, though.
No, I know. I understand. But we're just saying that they had a good offensive night.
That means that the other team got, 21 turnovers and 41 more opportunities than you?
Well, not every turnover gets a basket. Sometimes they turn the ball back.
I said opportunities.
I know.
I didn't say basket.
Now add on top of that you had corruption with the refs.
Oh, my goodness.
Back to square one.
Where's the beers?
That's what I've been asking.
You sure you ain't going downstairs getting sauced up?
Perhaps. We do have a bar downstairs.
Hey, can we have a beer tomorrow? Before the end of the day to celebrate?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'll bring in some beer. What do you want, some Sour Monkey?
No, not sour.
Berry.
Berry Monkey.
Berry Monkey. Berry Monkey. Riding on a pig, Berry Monkey.
Minus one.
Dude, wait.
You just made him not want beer.
Question. Have you just intravenously taken the tryptophan? Because, what is wrong?
Finish the song.
I thought we were having a good sports conversation.
If I was Stephen A., you know what I would say?
Hmm?
Stay off the weed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Give you a chance to win some Dolphins tickets here. Jennifer's showing up late today, late to segments, late to the show.
I'm a defender for a second. When we go back there, I just went to get a water.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And everybody stops you to ask you about their dish.
How did you like it?
Yes.
So you got to fake it?
You're like, which salad was yours?
Like, there's a couple of things that, look, it's hard to screw up a ham. It comes already cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You just got to heat it up, basically, and sprinkle a little stuff on it. Right? Turkey, a little easier, a little more difficult to prepare. But if done, it's really hard to mess up turkey. So ham and turkey, always going to get a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of the Swedish meatballs, simply because you only have them at parties. Right? You ain't never saying, what you snacking on? Swedish meatballs. That don't happen.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh. We'll give you a chance to win two tickets and a parking pass to see the Dolphins play the
Texans. That's not it. And then I got swarmed about December 9th.
What's that?
The Christmas party.
Oh, we're doing that this year?
No.
Why not? Holiday party. Great fun. Where is it? Is it here?
Yeah. They said they're going to, I think they're going to make it snow.
That's fun. You don't want to go?
I say, listen, you don't have to make it snow, but y'all need to make it rain, because I ain't getting enough.
Well, we'll make it rain some Dolphins tickets right now. Text the keyword safety to 20357. That's safety to 20357. If your name is picked, you win. Standard data message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Sponsored by Dade County Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Miami Dolphins. Go to fincu.com today. That's fins with an F, fincu.com today. Son Steve, are you fired up for the World Cup?
Not really, because Colombia's not in it, so I usually...
How's Colombia not in it? Are they that bad?
It's not that they were bad. South American qualifiers are very difficult, and they
That's fair, yeah. We got some weak-ass qualifiers, I would feel like.
I mean, CONCACAF, get out of here. Please.
Well, listen, you know.
USA wouldn't make the World Cup if they played with the South American.
Do they got to buy the next one? What's the next World Cup? But it's not.
Yeah, 2026. So the
U.S. down here, right?
U.S., Canada, and Mexico get essentially they get to just automatically
free
qualify.
Pass.
Yes. Isn't that the first time that they're sharing it with countries?
I don't know.
The second time they did it back in 2002, South Korea and Japan.
Does
okay.
Well, let me ask you this: I'm a soccer noob, or just maybe more like a soccer apathy. You know. But I'll hop on a bandwagon. What are our chances of like doing anything?
U.S.?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been following them like that, but from the vibe I'm getting, they're just hoping at least they can get out of the group stage.
Okay.
Which, I mean, is the best you could use.
Round of 16.
Because getting bounced
before is... That's embarrassing. All right.
So there's 64 teams in the World Cup, right?
32.
32? Okay.
Yeah, 64, I mean, come on. We're going to let every country in?
I mean, well, they're kind of going to do that next World Cup. Going up to 48.
Wow.
Usually when they've done the progress, it's been like maybe like, you know, 8 teams at most. No, they were like,
whatever FIFA can do for corruption.
Willy-nilly.
It's willy-nilly, dude.
You want to talk about an organization that, woof.
So like, what happens? This who best Colombian players who? James Rodriguez?
I wouldn't say
he's
that.
He's washed?
A little bit.
When does he play for Inter Miami?
I don't know. Maybe next year. He's going to come in with Messi and
what's going on with this
Ronaldo.
Whole Ronaldo thing? Do you have any idea why?
I literally just saw
he getting kicked off his team?
I literally just saw a tweet about David Beckham inquiring about Ronaldo. So I haven't really read into that.
Oh, I would like that. Because we're supposed to get Messi. What if he gets them both? Orca. David Beckham? Now I'll watch.
They're
now you got
40.
Who cares? They had what's his face running around? Higuain was running around with a pot belly.
He was also the best scorer.
Okay, so you're telling me you're going to turn down Messi and Ronaldo?
Point exactly.
Dude, he's going to light it up for the Pinks. Do they hate each other?
Who?
Messi and Ronaldo.
I don't know.
Like, can they play together? Is this like a Durant, James Harden thing?
I mean, they could play together if they want. They don't play the same position.
All right, let's do it.
Here.
What do they got to pay him?
In all jobs, if the money's right, Hell yeah.
Just pay him in crypto.
FTT?
Pay him in pink bucks.
Odyssey dollars.
Yeah, what's up there, Ronaldo? It's your David Beckham. What's you going to play here for Inter Miami, love?
5 million Odyssey bucks.
But to be fair, I totally forgot the World Cup started Sunday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought you were super into it.
I don't know.
It starts this Sunday, right? Okay, yeah. No, I knew that.
I apologize for my my assumption.
No, it's fine. No, I mean,
don't. It's been 6 years assuming crap.
What are you talking about?
Everything else. Now you're sorry? You've been dragging me around for 5+ years, and now you want to apologize?
I apologize to Stun Steve, not to you.
Yeah, because he likes me.
By the way, if you want more evidence of corruption, check out this tweet from Anthony Chang. Okay?
Is it Anthony Chang? Because you know Twitter's a little messed up right now.
Yeah, because Anthony follows me. So yeah, it's officially him. How about this? If you don't think I'm wrong, I'm spot on with the corruption, listen to this. The Heat was called for 7 traveling violations last night. How high is that number? Miami averaged 0.6 traveling violations per game last season and entered Wednesday averaging 1.1 traveling violations per game this season. How about that? Obviously, something's amiss, Leroy. Something's amiss in Toronto.
Yeah.
Did you shake that bottle any louder?
I hear the bottle more than him.
Leroy is just bringing ASMR to everybody.
You'd make a killing in YouTube.
You really would.
Who, me?
Yeah, just doing ASMR.
So basically, due to your habits, I kind of had to go on Twitch and put in one of our tags ASMR. I got to bring in that crowd.
Yeah, you
got
to bring in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just giving the people what they want.
Those are the most popular Twitchers. It's usually like some lady in a bikini. She's like rubbing on like an inflatable.
It is.
Except
like,
it's Leroy and sweats.
I've perused on Twitch before,
mm-hmm.
Right? That's asinine.
What?
It's just people sitting there make like.
And they make money during that.
Yes, they're not there for the not the. Let me get this straight before I say something stupid. They're not there for the ASMR. They're there because you're in the bikini.
You don't say.
The sounds are a bonus.
No, you don't. Some people find sounds erotic. Like the sensation of sound.
You know what I find erotic?
Hmm?
That sizzle.
Wait, it's me both.
That sizzle. When the chicken first goes into the grease.
Yeah. You should do, you know what
or
you should
do? Or that turkey.
You should do cooking ASMR.
No, that's too dangerous.
You should do that, actually.
Listen to me eating. People would love it.
Why you have me eating like a rabbit?
I don't know.
Eating like a squirrel.
A squirrel.
I was thinking of Kyle Lowry trying to get a rebound.
Also, I found out what makes a person official on Twitter, since you were having issues with that right now. Basically, you have the verification,
mm-hmm.
And then you know how it says at and your actual... at name.
Mm-hmm.
It says official so under, like, right?
So it says official under. Yeah.
Sometimes. I think that's only for certain, that's like for certain commercial people they're doing official because they had Elon Musk is changing the rules willy-nilly. Like
he's just adding extra stuff, but this is a singer I follow and she has it on the bottom.
Yeah, but she's probably a big-time singer. Like how many followers right. She got?
Well, it's Maren Morris, so.
Yeah, Maren Morris.
But that's what I saw was a difference. So yeah. And then I went to your page because you're verified and you don't have official, but.
Right, because I'm not Maren Morris. I know. Circles
but
around this town,
you know,
dude.
He's squirrel boy.
Oh, thank you for more shaking of liquid into the microphone.
I keep forgetting. I'm sorry.
hey, parents, keep your child active this Black Friday. By training with the pros, the Miami Dolphins are hosting a fall session of Junior Dolphins Football Clinic presented by FAIR on November 25th. It's taught by Junior Dolphins coaches. This half-day clinic is available for boys and girls ages 7 to 14. Space is limited. Visit juniordolphinsfootballcamp.com/camps to secure your spot today. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. What were you saying during the break about the turnovers?
They're random.
But what teams were they doing that? They were doing that for what?
They were doing that. The difference between Philly and Indy, Philly leads all those statistics as far as turnovers, turnover ratio, takeaways, all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's never the same team from year to year because it's random.
There's this article today on ESPN from Bill Barnwell, and he's talking about the lucky teams and the unlucky teams. He's dubbed the Dolphins a lucky team. Basically for two, I'll sum it up for everybody. Two reasons. One, apparently the defense only shows up when it matters, like at the end, and that bothers him. And then two, because the Dolphins are only averaging, opponent punters only punt it 42 yards when the average is 44. He says what it means, the Dolphins probably can't count on pulling out quite as many close games over the rest of the season. Four of their next six games after the bye are on the road, including a three-game road trip against the 49ers, Chargers, and Bills. With that being said, the defense is likely to improve in the red zone and produce more pass rush, adding Bradley Chubb at the trade deadline. Dolphins should be more balanced from here on out, which could be scary given how effective their offense has been with Tagovailoa on the field. I feel like he said everything there.
Yes. He said why they should be lucky and then why they're so damn good.
I feel like he picked everything.
But here's the other thing that – it's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
When he said the thing about one-score games, I mean, Minnesota's won seven of them.
Yeah.
So.
I mentioned to you, eight of the games from just last week were one-score.
Right.
One-score games do not, like, it's.
It's football. They're all of that. But I get annoyed that somebody would use that stat without truly identifying, like, how often it happens.
Yeah, if you told me the Dolphins won because they won three games because somebody fumbled a snap behind them and they won by a point. You know, they had like a couple flukes in there. Okay, I'll hear you out. But like, all right, every game is like a one stop, a field goal, this, that. The other. How about, you know, unlucky? Here's unlucky. They have Jason Sanders. Dude sucks. Can't trust him.
You know what's crazy? I was trying to think, and I think I'm not 100% sure on this. The year we were 15-1, we played 2 one-score games, and we lost them both.
Oof. And then what is it? But on the other side of that, aren't the Bills? They're known as a team that's not good. They can't come back in games.
Right.
So if you don't front run.
So if they don't, like, I mean, and we're looking at right now, we're looking at, you know, I would say Buffalo and Baltimore and thinking, oh, if you're close, you got a chance because they'll fold up at the end. Should we come to that conclusion?
He declares the Tampa Bay Bucks unlucky for fumble recoveries, tougher schedule, defensive red zone woes. But he declares the Giants at 7-2 lucky for one score games and defensive performance in key situations. Again, what is this? Why is that?
That sounds like good football.
I don't understand. Why is that? Why is that lucky?
So what is he saying about the Bills?
Oh, what do you think? If I had to give it to you, what do you think? Bills unlucky or lucky?
Unlucky.
Unlucky, dude. The poor Bills. Ooh. He says, Bills unlucky. What has gone wrong? Red zone offense and third down defense. He says, you saw the end of the game against the Vikings, didn't you? The Bills were successful. The Bills were two successful center quarterback exchanges from jumping to 7-2. But Josh Allen and Mitch Morse failed to combine on the first snap. Minnesota falling on it for a stunning touchdown. The Bills then forced in overtime. Were in a position to win the game only for Allen to throw an interception. Yeah, you know what I call that? Losing the game. I don't call that unlucky. I call Josh Allen not being able to hold on to a football terrible football. I covered Allen's issues of protecting the football in the red zone on Monday, but even in their victories, the Bills haven't been very good inside the 20 this season. The league's second best offense outside the red zone by EPA per play.
What's EPA?
Every pass. I don't know. Who cares? Anyway, they have also been the fifth worst offense inside the red zone. The Bills are 27th in points per red zone possession, down from fifth a year ago. I'm a little concerned about the Buffalo run game, but Allen's ability to be a runner on and track his record as a passer inside the 20 before the last few weeks made me think he should be able to turn things around, you know, if his arm works.
So let me get this straight. He just took a real football stat, ability to score in the red zone.
Yeah.
And gave them every excuse in the book.
Yes.
As to why it's going to get better. But then he's calling half of the teams lucky.
That's right. I'm a little bit more concerned about Buffalo's chances to turn things around. Micah Hyde, is a neck, is out for the season, while Tre'Davious White was activated from injury reserve 2 weeks ago and hasn't been inserted into the lineup. When asked about White's status, Sean McDermott said that the star cornerback is not in a position where he's ready, which doesn't seem like much optimism for White's chances to play.
Surprised he didn't blame the weather.
Surprised he didn't either. I don't see Sun VOA in here. That's weird.
Look at what they're playing with. Oh, my goodness. It was snow everywhere up north.
I thought you were talking about that food getting cooked over there.
No.
I love where your mind is at.
I'm hungry. It's time to go.
Why you go down and get something to eat?
I don't know.
He doesn't like being late to segments. That's why.
I don't like being late to segments. I feel a responsibility.
You're always late!
When?
Oh, my God. You're telling me you've never been late.
It's very rare, the segments I'm late. Very rare.
Nah, keep a scorecard. Because you lie.
Because you want to keep score of you losing?
You lie.
Dude, what are you talking about?
You lie.
First of all, I saved you from being late to Cleveland yesterday.
Oh, that's true.
I forgot.
The whole reason you weren't here.
I know, I forgot.
Point for Tobin.
Oh, look. That is beautiful. Snow accumulates 3 to 6 feet, wind gusts 40 miles an hour.
I keep thinking you're talking about the food.
Yeah, me too. It looks really good.
No, that's not even about the food. It's about the...
But Jafi doesn't have an excuse. She just ate. You hungry too?
No.
It just looks delicious. Whatever they're selling. Buying that cookware. I wish it would come with the food.
What? That lobster?
Problem? Yeah. Not that like that fake lobster
who
that we got the other day.
Who cooks... Who cooks steak on this? You ever had the stove steak?
My wife's made stove steak before. Not a fan.
Not the same.
It was raining. I was going to grill, and she goes, I'll just make it on the stove.
You got to, you know what you got to do? It's never the same. Let me tell you what you do. You crush a garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mash it, and then put butter, and then you cook it and get it all buttered up. Yeah.
I like today's show, man. We've been on the same page.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have been.
No, we haven't.
We agreed on Lucky Unlucky. We agreed on Crystal Ball. We agreed on Thanksgiving. We agreed on the Heat.
We literally have not agreed on a damn thing today. We have agreed on absolutely nothing.
I think this might be the first show I work on where you guys don't agree on a damn thing.
Like, no, nothing.
Usually, Leroy will come around to at least one thing.
No! Because, like...
He's got the ref thing fresh in his mind from Tuesday.
True.
I needed it to simmer a little bit more.
No, you didn't. Like, this is a fact of life. The losing team always complains about reffing. You've never heard a team win and come in and say, man, that officiating was terrible.
I feel like I'm fair when it comes to this stuff. I felt when they beat the Kings, I was like, yeah, I can see Mike Brown's gripe. I mean, get over it, you know. You got to move on a coach, but still.
Like, you say you understand and you get it, and then you hose them down.
Well, just,
and you haven't gotten over it.
Poor me.
I get it, but.
You know.
Yeah.
And but that's what Spo did last night. You know, Spo was like, oh, with the traveling, he kind of does the Spo hand gesture where he just dismisses it, you know? You can tell it bothered him, but he's not going to say anything. Because you want to know why? He's a no-excuses man, you know?
I'm not going to get boxed in.
He's no-excuses Spo. NES.
Unlike somebody we know.
I'm not the coach.
You are an excuse machine.
I just find myself reasonable. Like, you know, I think that's what it comes down to.
Reasonable, huh?
Yeah, reasonable. Like, some people say, you know, no excuses. I say sometimes excuses are reasons. You can't ignore reasons. If we ignored reasons, where would it be as a society?
You seem to overlook the 20 rebound disparity.
I don't ignore it.
And
I made it a top five problem of the game. Since when is top five bad? I acknowledge.
When there's only five.
Dude, no, I could have gotten more. Could have gotten more reasons. I didn't use Bama's out as an excuse
really?
Once.
That's like going home to D and say, hey, you know what? You're number two.
No, I would never say that. She's my number one. But like if I had like top five things that you know have gone wrong in the marriage, if rebounding discrepancy was five, I'd say it's a pretty big problem.
What thing could have been fixed to make the outcome different?
Of last night?
Yeah.
I mean, more tall people?
Rebounds?
Yeah, but they don't have... Here's why, though.
Rebounds
mm-hmm.
and turnovers.
Right.
If those are different, they win.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Not the officials.
But this is what's silly about what you're saying. You can't be taller than Toronto. You're not going to grow. They're not Chia Pets.
But you can still get rebounds. You don't have to be the tallest
Come
to get
on,
rebounds.
Dude, they're playing with a bunch of 6'2 guys. Did you see Anunoby versus Gabe Vincent?
I thought he was going to hug him and like
up
him.
Under him.
Yes.
So much bigger than Gabe Vincent.
Like he had to look down to see if anybody was there.
Calling a rebounding foul on Kyle Lowry. A bunch of 6'10 guys. Corruption. And can I say something about Nick Nurse? Lose the glasses, dude. Okay? And if you're going to wear glasses, what's with the Clark Kent thick rim glasses like your Rick Wild thing Vaughn? Was it my bit? I'm a character. Great coach, but punchable face.
Very aggressive.
It's amazing how he could say punchable face as many times as I said to him, I want to walk over there and choke the crap out of him. Right? He's going to say somebody else has a punchable face? Nick Nurse, what has he done to you?
Nick Nurse?
Yeah.
I don't like the looks of him. I don't like the looks of him, dude.
I mean, you know Fabio, dude.
I didn't say he was ugly. It's just like, it's a bit much with the glasses, you know?
All right, George Clooney.
I mean, when Ron Rossine was coaching, he didn't have glasses that looked like that.
Ben Affleck.
It has nothing to do with attraction. I'm not talking about ugly or I think he's a fine-looking gentleman, but like the glass. All right, dude. He's got that demeanor about him, you know?
Like I won a championship demeanor?
Yeah, one championship. Congratulations. Win two.
What have you done without Kawhi?
Well, we still got one more day. Don't come here with that foolishness tomorrow.
Oh, you know he is.
Tomorrow's a willy-nilly day.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Are you coming to work?
Of course. It's Fischer Friday.
You literally said you were going to have beer after the show.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have beers.
After the show.
In the show.
I'm bringing my cooler.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
I am. Watch, I'm bringing my cooler.
He was literally a little squirrel amongst the trees.
Why do I feel like I want to choke the life out of you right now? Oh, my goodness. You are the worst.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.